Elon Musk takes over. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, calling himself Chief Twit, the SpaceX and Tesla CEO now in charge of Twitter.
Elon Musk completing his $44 billion Twitter takeover, and he's wasting no time immediately cleaning house. He's firing CEO Parag Agrawal and two other top executives in his first power move as owner.
Fox's Brooks Singman.
He penned an open letter to advertisers with his intentions, saying, quote, Twitter obviously cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. Our platform must be warm and welcoming to all.
President Biden will go to Pennsylvania today for a Democratic Party dinner.
It's been a rough few years for a lot of people I grew up with, hardworking Americans.
But he said in Syracuse, New York, while touting more American semiconductor manufacturing, the report showing a return to economic growth last quarter points to a recovery. Republicans blame his policies for high inflation, which is the top issue for most voters 11 days before Election Day. Former President Obama will campaign today in Georgia, where there's a close Senate race. North Korea has done it again, launching two more short-range missiles. South Korea calls it a grave provocation while the North Koreans protest military drills the U.S. is doing with South Korea. The U.S. keeps joining Ukraine, rejecting Russia's claims that Ukraine's preparing to use a radioactive dirty bomb.
Despite multiple veiled threats about the possible use of nuclear weapons, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he never intentionally suggested he would use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, blaming the West for the war.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin. A deadly fire in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, near Tulsa, which is being looked at as a possible murder case. Eight bodies were found inside the house. Witnesses say it was a family that lived there, two adults and six kids. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, we did some foreign news earlier. We did not mention the country that the U.S. Defense Secretary considers our biggest threat.
Secretary Lloyd Austin says the usual suspects will be on our radar: Iran, North Korea, and Russia, as it continues its Ukraine assault. But the biggest task ahead right now
is the need to sustain and strengthen U.S. deterrence with the People's Republic of China as our pacing challenge.
He says China has the intent and growing power to reshape international order. That is why the Pentagon relies on Congress.
Requesting $135 billion in last year's budget to further invest in our readiness.
The secretary says our future cannot be vulnerable to that challenge. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
While the Federal Reserve plans to keep raising interest rates to reduce inflation, it is costing home buyers. Here's Fox's Hillary Barsky.
You'll be paying more for a mortgage this week. Average long-term rates topping 7% for the first time in more than 20 years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said the average on the key 30-year rate jumped to 7.08%.
A year ago, that mortgage rate was less than half that, 3.14%. On Wall Street this morning, we are watching futures that have been down, and we're also coming off of another mixed day. The Nasdaq dropped 178 points, with the Dow rose a fifth straight trading day, gaining 194 points. On Thursday Night Football,
Jackson surveys under pressure, throws, and it's in the back of the end zone, hold in there by Likely. Touchdown.
Lamar Jackson led the Baltimore Ravens to a 27-22 win over Tom Brady in Tampa Bay on Amazon Prime Video. It's the Buccaneers' third straight loss. That's the first time In 20 years that a Tom Brady team lost three straight games, that was when he was quarterbacking the Patriots in 2002. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.